This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast. Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport, thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Right the way across the Limestone Coast, it is 963 Triple M. We are talking a whole heap of sport this morning. Milo's in the studio. Barney's got a smile on his face. KG is laughing this morning. KG, good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How are we?
Well, very good, KG. But first of all, this morning, I think we have to take a moment. Our hearts go out to the Varco family. It is just unbelievable. Football's a wonderful thing, but sometimes things happen in life that bring life back to perspective. And honestly, our hearts really do go out to the Varco family for what they've lost.
Well, Barney and Molly, you just couldn't imagine what the family would be going through at this moment. And you're right, our heart does go out to them. And, you know, there was a beautiful young lady playing a sport that she loved, giving her all for her teammates and her team, and something as tragic as that. And you can only just try and imagine, and just spare thoughts for the family at the moment. Very sad moment, guys.
Now we better talk a bit of Crows. Mitch McGovern, what's your network telling you the real story is, KG?
Well, the network is telling me that there's a young man who signed an extension of his contract, and then suddenly, for whatever reason, has decided to pull the pin. The message that I'm getting, and you know what rumours are like in football, Barney and Milo, they circulate like wildfire, but my mail is that his relationship with the coach, Don Pike, wasn't what it was meant to be, and I think there was the Bryce Gibbs signing and so forth that had something to do with it. So it's a hell of a mess, and it's disappointing. There's a young talented footballer that just walks away from the club. And I've got to say, I'm really concerned about the Adelaide Football Club at the moment. With departures, Franco's gone after 1 year as an assistant coach. There are other people within the structure of the club that are leaving. And it's been a traumatic time for the Adelaide Football Club. It's a season they'd want to sort of bury and forget about it, because it's gone pear-shaped from every angle, to be quite frank.
Ken, I think the young Mitch going, look, let him go if he doesn't want to be here. I have a feeling to let him go. But Ellis Ullman, that surprises me and disappoints me, because the Adelaide Football Club put a lot of time into him, got him through his reconstruction, got him back, got him playing good football. Where does he want to go?
Well, that's a good point. I think he wants more game time. You know, there's a situation that it's a tough one for the club. They got players to fit into certain positions, and he's found himself on the outer. Now, we've seen him play at Sanford, and he absolutely kills him. There's no doubt the young man's got talent. And here again, we've got a problem. But, you know, what do you do with him if he doesn't want to be with the club? What's the point in keeping him? Get what you can for him, and likewise, Mitch McGovern. But as I said, the Adelaide Football Club are in a bind at the moment, and it's not a healthy position that they'd like to be in, I can tell you.
They might send the management and the coach to a boot camp, but that's another story. Now, KG, you going to have a little peepo at the legends at Adelaide Oval?
I'm not going down there, Barney Mullen. No, I won't be going to the beautiful Adelaide Oval, but I'll have a bow peep on 7 tonight. I'm not so sure I like the bye. I can understand that they want to get their better players fit for the major rounds. We saw with the Bulldogs, that certainly helped them win their premiership. So, but from a personal point of view, it's like losing your right arm. There's no AFL football, and you can't wait for the finals to come. But I'll be watching it for sure.
Look, I know that we're saying that Richmond are going to win a grand final this year, but I personally believe they will not win a grand final this year. They're just starting to show some signs of just going off the boil a little bit with attitude, etc. And I think other teams are working them out. I don't know who's going to play them in the grand final, though.
Well, it's a big call, Barney, because their form's been okay. But look, you're right. I don't know whether they're going off the boil a lot, but anything can happen when it comes to grand finals, as we saw last year. Adelaide went in as red hot favourites and they got smashed. So, you know, like this Collingwood there, Hawthorn, Clarkson, done an absolute unbelievable job with the Hawks, the Sydney Swans, how are they poised? So, look, it's anybody's ball game, but you'd have to say the Tigers would start favourites. But come AFL grand final day, anything can happen, fellas.
Well, by next Friday, we'll have already had one of the finals, and we'll talk to you on Friday.
Good on you, Barney and Molly. Have a good weekend, everybody in the southeast. Catch you.
See you, KG.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.